Where, oh, where is that magic easy button? You know, that one we always look for, that one we search the internet, we comb the internet, we search and then go through and find all this stuff to really go down and find out what is that person doing differently that I can be doing, that maybe they have some kind of thing that they're doing that I need to know, and I'm going to pay attention to every single thing they do and not really look at the big perspective. So the thing is it takes the effort and the will and the drive to put forth and go forth and to make sure you're moving forward, right? There's an old saying that says, I'll go anywhere as provided as long as I'm going forward, right? And that is true to form. You always have to stress it to push yourself forward each and every day, no matter where you're at in your process, wherever you're at in your personal life, wherever you're at in your business, wherever you're at and your focus is on what you are doing, making an impact on you, yourself, growing every single day is the purpose. Now, we all fall victim to searching and finding, trying to find the easiest way and the easiest thing. And we tell ourselves stories when that thing that we think we found doesn't work. And we want to look at it and be like, oh, well, it was my fault because it worked for that person. And it didn't work for me. But let's be honest. Let's be honest for a second. You might not have did every single detail they did. You might not have put forth the effort they put in that. You might not have had the backing, the tools, the elements, the people, the support, everything that they had to make sure that happened. Now, is it completely fair for that to be thrown in your face as a capture, as something you can reach forward and say you can do it? Well, it depends upon how you look at it. Do you have something inside of yourself that wants more? Do you have something inside of yourself that wakes up every single day that is telling yourself, there is a reason that I am here, that I am destined to be something better? If that's you, then yes, there's a valid point behind what you're watching, what you are listening to, what you are doing, what you are consuming. But you have to surround yourself. Think about this. Just like everybody you've said, you know, you've probably heard in the past, right? It's the people you hang around that will make you better, right? So let's phrase that in a different tone. Just for a second, right? Think about this, right? Let's say, for instance, you are a combination of the 5 or 10 people you're around, right? And that's according to the said rule of thumb, right? Now, think about this. You are actually more prone to be the things you surround yourself with. So let's just say you're in an environment that you just don't have 10 people, or you don't have 5 people that you can rely on to make you better, that are sharpening your stone, because you can't get in these groups. It's not just as easy as walking up to a group of people and saying, hey, you guys are better than me, can I join? It's not just that easy. It's not that easy. It's never been that easy. And for those lucky few that end up working their way in that it's still not an easy task, right? So how do you do that? Okay, so there's audible books, there's podcasts like you're listening to right now, there's YouTube videos, there's courses and stuff you can take, there's things that you can consume daily, right? My favorite thing is audible books. They get my mind focused so deep and like really guide me to when I'm having a weak, like just a weak thought, and I'm thinking, okay, so... You know, how I just don't feel this today. I just don't feel like it's something I should be doing today, or I'm doubting myself, or I'm questioning why am I doing it, or I'm questioning this or that. We all have these thoughts. No matter where you're at in your stage, you're going to have these thoughts. Look, like doing this podcast right now, You know, there's nothing that says I have to do this. Yet I know in my head, I drove in my head, I said, look, this is something I have to do. It's important to me to voice this out. It's important to me to help where I can help. So think about surrounding yourself with things that will make you better, right? And I don't mean that in any other way besides saying you have to understand that part of your process of what you're doing is growth. It's growth. Like, no part of starting something where you're going to immediately succeed. If you do immediately succeed on something that you're doing, you're setting your goal too low. Now, when I say that, there's no reason why you can't have a huge goal that you want to do, but have little mini goals inside of there so that you're going to get that. We as human beings want to feel that sense of winning, that sense of accomplishment. So have that, have a goal set somewhere in there so that it is obtainable, but not extremely too easy. Something that you feel challenged, but not really too far-fetched, right? But something you feel challenged that you, when you accomplish that, you will feel a sense of betterness, right? You know, a sense of oh, I've changed who I am, who I once thought I was, the story I used to tell myself, and the, you know, a fact of the thoughts and stuff. You start changing your mentality. The thoughts you tell yourself, again, are the stories that we tell ourselves often, are the real kickers to really drive us to succeed or drive us to not succeed. And oftentimes we fall victim to our own stories. It's not even something somebody else is telling us. Maybe it is. Maybe it's something that somebody's told you your whole life and now you believe that. Maybe you believe that, right? Maybe it's something as simple as you were told that you had to have a 9-to-5. And this is the way of life. You get up every morning, you do this certain thing, you come home, you work, you come home and you do this, you know, you eat dinner and you go to bed and you kiss your wife and that's life. Okay. Is that making you happy? Think about what makes you happy. Think about what drives you to have a better balance in life. Okay. This is the most important thing I can ever explain and tell you. You need to have a balance in life. And what this requires is it requires 5 investments. Okay. The first one is your time. Your time is something that is very easily given, but is not just singly alone something that's going to make you successful. Anybody can start watching a video or start listening to a podcast and immediately get distracted because we all have these things in our hands. We all have, you know, little cell phones. We all have other things. We feel like, oh, we can check this while this guy's not saying something, or this thing is not talking, or this, you know, I'm not getting the point he's trying to get at right now. Well, you just missed it. Right? You just missed it. That's that simple. So the time is one of the aspects, right? The time is part of it. You have to put in the time along with the proper energy, right? So energy is often something that is right correlated with time, right? If you are putting in the time and you don't express the energy to do the task, or you don't express the energy to listen to the video, or you don't express the interest to listen to the Audible book, or you don't express the interest to even listen to your, as simple as it is, your kids or your wife or a person that you're talking to. If you're just there and you're not present, right? If you're not present, then that defeats the purpose, right? And again, so time is the first one, energy is the second one, and then this leads to desire, right? What do you desire to be part of, right? And if you're desiring to be part of it, if you care about it and you have something that started you on that journey, You have to always remember what started you. There's going to be a hard point where you always question where you're at and why you're doing it. You have to remember what started you, right? You have to remember why did I start doing this? If at any given time you're going to change. This is the way of the world. You're going to get better, and your focus is going to change and stuff like that. So why did you start? Is it still relevant? Is your energy going to be in it? Are you going to put that amount of energy, and is that going to be your desire to accomplish that goal? Is it still your desire? Right? So this brings me to my next point, is money. Money's another one. And money often is misconstrued as a bad thing. A lot of people think about money. People like myself grew up poor. And we were taught that money is this evil thing. If somebody has money, they're bad, right? If you look at all, matter of fact, they teach us this that in the world, as you go through and watch every movie, you look at major villains in major movies are rich, right? And this is not, I'm just saying like maybe 8 to 10 out of them, you know, but again, when it comes down to it, if you look at cartoons and stuff like that, every villain in a cartoon is just about, they're all rich. So we're telling the world, or the world's telling us, I'm sorry, that it's bad to focus on money. It's not bad to focus on money. You need to understand when you're focused on money, money is a tool. It's a tool, and when you use to be a resource to drive you to where you need to be. That's what it is. Sometimes you use the tool, sometimes you get more tools, but you always continuously use that. And you don't want to hold on to that tool because, again, it's like, you know, getting a screwdriver and never using a screwdriver. Okay, you held on to the tool, you got it, but you didn't do anything with it. So it's pointless to have. So the same thing applies. Just think about it granularly, like I just got through saying. It's a tool, right? The last one is faith. Okay? That's a belief in something that is real, but doesn't yet exist. So you need to know that you have to take a step forward. You have to have faith in your process. You have to have faith in yourself and what you're doing. And that doesn't often come easy. It's not like you're going to wake up in the morning and immediately believe that you're going to have the faith to, you're going to believe whatever. That's your belief, right? It doesn't matter where you're at. Now, you can have simple things like, hey, I'm going to be, for me, it's I have a saying that I say to myself quite a bit. So I want to be a better man. I want to be a better father. I want to be a better husband. And I want to be a better provider. That's hands down my core. That's my core. Okay, if I fall victim or weak to any one of those areas, then I have to reanalyze that and adjust that to get back into my focus, right? And that may sound stupid to some people, but if every day I strive to be a better man, I strive to be a better person, a better father, a better husband, and a better provider, then ultimately I'm going to move forward every single day, right? You know, some of us, our goals, if you're chasing money, you're going to get money and you're never going to be happy because it's always going to escalate to the next level and you're going to be, hey, you know, I got $1 million. Great. Now you got $1 million. What are you going to do with it? Are you happy? Did you wake up a different person as soon as you hit that $1 million per like point? Did you like wake up and you're like, oh, I feel really, really good because I have $1 million? Nope. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. It's like a new car. You buy a new car, you get a new car. It doesn't have to be brand new. But what I'm saying is even if you get a new car, it's new to you. You're like, hey, man, this is great. I love this. This is so much better than where I was. It's a status upgrade. It's just a status upgrade. As soon as you start to get used to that and you start driving that car every single day, it's just another car. You still may have a special thing in your head that says, hey, I don't ever want to go back to there. But it's a status quote, right? It's a status thing. So don't think about that. And again, I can't stress these five things enough. Time, energy, desire, money, and faith. These are key components to making yourself better and really are part of your journey no matter where you're at. It doesn't matter. If you're not committed to putting these five investments in what you're doing, as simple as time is, as simple as your energy is, as simple as your desire is, often money sometimes may for some of us, may or may not be easy to get. But we have to be resourceful. If we have the faith that it will drive us to be a better version of ourselves, then putting in a little bit of money does not hurt anything. I pay for programs every single month that I use and I pay attention to. And I'm not just saying go join a program and not use it. If you're paying for something, you need to use it. You need to be present. You need to spend your time, your energy, and your desire in what you're doing. And if you have multiple things, you're probably spread way too thin. You need to focus on what you're doing. I've talked about this in previous podcasts on really growth and how to do this, but I'm diving deeper in this one and giving you five components that really help you. And again, I want to get rid of the talk about the easy button, okay? When people say there's an easy button, I'm sorry. I don't want to break your spirit on this, but it requires these five investments if you are willing to be a successful person. I don't care what the task is. I don't care if you want to be the best basketball player. I don't care if you want to be the best weightlifter. I don't care if you want to be the best person that cooks fried chicken or the best computer programmer. I don't care if you want to have the best podcast. I don't care if you want to, you know, be the best at digital marketing, or I don't care if you want to be the you know, whatever. You want to be the president. It doesn't matter. It requires time. Time under tension often just the same as it is on building a muscle, building your brain, building your being, your spiritual being. Time under tension is required. Okay? Your energy, again, is just part of that. Putting forth the right energy and the positive energy to growth and being part of that, like throwing your energy into that time, is going to make it more efficient. It's going to encapsulate that time to, you're going to learn something a lot better. You're going to learn it quicker. It's going to sink deeper into your being and who you are. The desire, again, has to be there. It has to be there. The money, again, we talked about that. You may or may not have it. If you do, then use it. Having a tool and having a tool sit on the table for 20 years doesn't help you. It's a tool. That's as simple as it is. There's nothing bad about money. It's not a negative thing. It's not a positive thing. It is a tool. Okay? That's as simple as it is. You have X amount of tools to do what you can and can't do. Some of us have a little bit more than others. And you can say what you want to, but I've fought every single bit of where I am today. So I was not handed a single thing. Not a single thing. So if you think that these principles don't work, then you need to question a lot more in life. Because these principles are guiding principles that have made people that were once nothing and took them to the great heights they are today. And I mean this with every bit of being that I am, that growth and where you're at is part of that, right? So at one point in time, if anybody that knows my story, and I'll do another podcast completely on my story, but I don't want to get off of and break off into that, into this podcast, but I went from absolutely nothing two times in my life, nothing, and built up to a life two different times. And it was applying these efforts, these five investments, that made it happen. Okay? Nothing, not a single thing was handed to me. I don't care if somebody gives you all the information in the world. If you don't do anything with it, it's not worth anything. It's not worth anything. It's simple. Okay? Use these things. Grow. Get better. Like, this podcast didn't cost you a single thing to listen to, but did you listen to the point? We are 21 minutes into this. Did you listen to every single point that I talked about? If you did, if you skipped through, if you pushed the fast forward button, you cheated yourself. If you go through and you watch a video and you want to jump through and think that you know everything that's in that video that might not you, oh, the worst thing that we can do is assume that we know what somebody else is going to talk about, or they're going to help us learn. At least give the benefit of the doubt and act like the apprentice. Even if you are the person that is the absolute top of your game, you have to act like you are a beginner. That's going to keep you at the top. That's going to keep you pushing forward. That's going to keep you moving. Every single time I join something, I know what I know. And there's some things that are very hard for me to even do this. But again, when it breaks down to it, if I don't back up and say, look, I owe it to myself, not the person that's giving the content, not the person that's teaching, not the person that's helping that me grow right now. I don't owe it to them. I owe it to myself. I owe it to myself to listen and to get something out of it. There's a golden nugget in every single thing that you listen to. Whether you hear that or not, there is. Sometimes you may be in the right state, like a personal state that you really get what somebody's saying, and sometimes you may not be. Sometimes you may be having a really, really rough day or a really super busy day and you're just not focused. Your focus, again, one of the components, right? One of the five investments: time, energy, desire, money, and faith, right? Think about that. You're putting in, part of that is your focus, right? Your right energy, your presence, being present in something. Again, that's a foundational component to growing that I can't even stress it enough. So as we talk, you know, and we're 23 minutes into this, and I do respect your time, but I do know that this is extremely, extremely valuable. We are going to end this for the podcast today. But what I want to say is make sure you think about these five components and understand, I don't care who tells you. I don't care what happens. I don't care where you are. If there is an easy button, you need to question. You need to understand, analyze it, find out, how is this supposed to be easy? I'm not saying that some things you won't do in life won't be easy. They're going to be easy. I'm saying if somebody tells you you can make $1 million tomorrow and it's just by hitting this one button on this table, I'm sorry. That's not going to work. I want to be real with you. I want to be honest with you. I want to be raw. And that's going to drive you to get your results you want. That's as simple as that. You know, so again, those five investments, time, energy, desire, money, and faith are going to be the things that you need to take you further. And with that said, I hope that message got to you, and I hope that message sunk in some things that you wrote down and actually will start using in your life. And analyze things as you're going through it too. Think about it. When you're going through a process and you're thinking, okay, so I'm here. I'm putting my time in. Do I have the energy for it? Is it my desire there? Am I willing to put in money for it? Is my faith here? Question these things as you're going. If you're not serious about it, then it's not going to happen. So if you're weak on one of these things, your foundation's weak. You need to strengthen your foundation first. So when it comes down to it, I hope everybody is having a great day. And thank you again for those that have listened to this 25 minutes of me in my podcast. And I really do appreciate everybody that does. I just want you to know that it is not for everybody, and it's not for... you know, this is real. This is me speaking. I don't have anything like written down, or I don't have anything, you know, it's just me talking. I just wake up in the morning and feel this. I wake up in the morning and am driven to do this because it's something I feel like it can help. There's nothing else behind it. So, with that said, we'll see you guys on the next one, and I look forward to having another one. So, as soon as we do, you'll hear it. All right, we'll see you then.